Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. On May the 26th, the Mississippi Legislature officially reconvened to work toward completing the 2020 regular legislative session. The timetable for processing legislation was amended to extend the regular session beyond its original timeline. Prior to this premature departure due to the coronavirus, the regular legislative session was set to end around April. Now the signing die deadline is set for July 12th. Note: although the signing die deadline is set for July 12th, lawmakers could still complete the regular session before then. State budget set to face tough challenges. On Tuesday, May the 26th, Mississippi State Economist Darren Whale provided the Senate Appropriations Committee with a financial economic outlook regarding the state and the state budget. Whale noted that the state could start recovering from the COVID-19 recession at a quick rate, but it would still likely take years for the state to return to its pre-COVID-19 recession economic levels. Currently, projections indicate that the state might not recover from this economic impact until at least 2023. Fiscal year 2020 estimates represent a loss of $864.4 million below the November estimates. He further noted that the state will follow all overall patterns of the nation, but that would do so at a slower pace. Whale warned the committee that his predictions are based on various assumptions and that there are still unknown factors such as the virus resurging again or Congress passing a second stimulus package that could alter his economic predictions. Bills of high importance. House Bill 379. This bill was amended to provide an additional use tax diversion of the total use tax collection at $1 million a month into the Local Systems Bridge Program beginning August 15, 2020 until July 15, 2021 to avoid a funding gap as the 5% Local Systems Bridge use tax diversion builds up. This bill currently resides in the Senate Finance Committee. It must be passed out by June 9th. House Bill 741. This bill will allow counties to pledge up to 75% of their anticipated use tax revenue for structuring bond debt, whereas the debt will not exceed over 10 years. This will give counties the ability to be more flexible when structuring their infrastructure bond projects. This bill currently resides in the Senate Finance Committee. This bill also must be passed out by June 9th. House Bill 982. This bill will provide funding assistance to counties as it pertains to the defined cancer benefit policy mandate established under the First Responders Health and Safety Act of 2019. In addition, this measure will create a residual funding stream for the Rural Fire Truck Acquisition Program. This bill currently resides in Senate Insurance and the Accountability, Efficiency, and Transparency Committee in the Senate. It must be passed out by June 9th. House Bill 685 and Senate Bill 2279, both bills extend the repealer of mandating that counties shall not pay more than the Medicaid reimbursement rate regarding medical costs pertaining to pretrial detainees and convicted inmates. Note, House Bill 685 was recently passed out of the Senate Corrections Committee on Wednesday. It now resides on the Senate floor calendar. Senate Bill 2215. This bill exempts term contracts and E-rate contracts from the reverse auction mandate. This bill currently resides in the House Municipalities Committee and the House County Affairs Committee. It must be passed out by June 9th. Note, as social distancing and new capital protocols has made it a bit challenging to operate at a high level capacity regarding the lobbying process, it will be more important than ever for the MAS membership to call their local legislative delegation and request support for our high priority bills. Thank you so much for your hard work and your leadership, and we look forward to providing more information.